From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish authorities say they are close to identifying the gunman being sought in connection with the New Year's attack on an Istanbul nightclub. Turkey's Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus told reporters Monday authorities have obtained the fingerprints and basic description of the gunman. Iraqi officials say at least 30 people were killed and about 25 wounded Monday when a suicide bomber blew up a truck at a market in Baghdad. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. French President François Hollande told French soldiers in Iraq that their efforts are preventing terrorist attacks in their home country. After beginning his one-day trip to the region Monday with a visit to French troops, Mr. Hollande met with top Iraqi officials. He will also visit the autonomous northern area of Kurdistan to meet with French troops there and to talk with local officials. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week. In his speech January 10th in Chicago, Mr. Obama will reflect on what he sees as the successes in his two terms as president. He also plans to offer his thoughts on where the country heads as President-elect Donald Trump takes office. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is tamping down expectations that President-elect Donald Trump will soon disclose new information about U.S. government allegations of Russian hacking. Spicer said Trump will talk about his conclusions and where he thinks things stand, but will not reveal any privileged or classified information. The president-elect has cast doubts on U.S. intelligence conclusions that Russia hacked into computers of Trump's political opponents. This is VOA News.